Seconds before the crack train Gold Coast reached the crossing, a car darted onto the tracks. For an instant that seemed an eternity to the men in the locomotive, a crash seemed inevitable. Then, with inches to spare, the car and its two passengers reached the other side of the tracks safely. Almost every trainman has, at one time or another, known the helpless horror of such near disasters. It is a feeling he would rather forget, but this time the fireman on the Gold Coast decided to. A few days later, the letter which he sent to the editor of the Omaha World Herald was given front page space. Addressed to the driver of that car, it holds a message for everyone. I don't know who you are, but I do know that you were scared to death Sunday evening near 9 o'clock when you drove your car directly in front of a speeding train. It was so close that Alb could see a young girl, your sweetheart, I presume, throw her hands up in front of her face and cringe against you in stark horror. However, that young boy from you fat, you don't have good... You probably say you love her. I wonder. Those we love, we try to protect, but not you. Wouldn't that have been a nice present to hand your mother, your broken and battered body? And how do you think we in the cab of that engine would have felt? Remember, we are human beings, too. We have wives and young ones waiting at home. We, too, could have been killed because of your recklessness or bad judgment. You and your girl were one such son. I hope that you read this and know it is meant for you, and that your girl will read it, too. Next time you go driving around, stop and look. We don't want to hit you, but we are helpless as we cannot swerve from our given rail. If I were you, son, I'd thank God for that split second he granted you Sunday. I said a prayer when I realized you were going across. Perhaps that's what saved us all. Now think it over, and please, for God's sake, don't try it again.